that Mishana Shmuel by Mitzvah, he answered to Shmuel Mitzvah, V'yana Eschem, he hear you, he should respond to you, V'yishma Ukotzah, Kaschem, listen to your cries. Hazeh should be by Yom Hazeh today. Baruch Ato Hashem Tzomet Tzakah. Tzomet Tzakah, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch who listens to Christ. Ksiv it says, Vayik Betzua Mitzposa. And Shmuel's time they gathered a mitzvah, Vayishavu Mayim, and they drew water, Vayishbuchu Lifnei Hashem, they cast it before God. Vachim Mayim Shavchu, because they spilled water, it wasn't Psukis, right? What kind of Shvichas Mayim is there? And Melamit Shavchu is Liban Kamayim, they spilled their hearts like water. Vayom Shmuel said, Chatanu Lashem, we sin to God. Amr Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchok says, Lava Shmuel, Chalukon Shisrael, Shmuel put on the cloak of Am Yisrael, Amr Lefonim, he said before God, Rebbein Olam, the cloak of Am Yisrael means he represented them, like a Shliach Tzibur who puts on a cloak. Amr Lefonim, by the way, I have to tell you that anyway, now we're back on tape. How do you judge a person? You judge him on, he says, Lo Chatasi, he says, I didn't sin. Right? As it says, in Nidish Patoscha, I judge Omer Lo Chatasi. Am Yisrael said before you were sinned. In other words, three quarters of tshuva is admitting the sin. So therefore, once you admit the sin, so therefore, therefore you're three quarters of the way there, and that's where Hashem answered Shmuel and Mitzvah for that which they asked for success against the Plishtim. Al Chamish is the first one, the fifth one. Oimer Mishonis Elio by Har Carmel. He went to tell Elio at Har Carmel. Who Yanis Chem should answer to you? Listen to your supplications today. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomayet Tfila. Now this is interesting. This is not actually an additional bracha. So he added this into Shema Koleinu, right? It says here, Baruch Ato Hashem Shomayet Tfila. So this is not. So actually, we're going to have seven brachas, six of which are additional ones, and one of which, this one, is a modification of Shema Koleinu. Ksiv, it says, Vayibalos Mincha, the Mincha time came, Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hanavi came to the Mizbeach and Har Carmel, Vayomer Shem Elokei Yisrael. Okay, Abram, Yitzhak, Yisrael. Hayom Yivadat, now it should be, today it should be known that you are the God. Ask the Gemara of Eliyahu, Makrib Shasi Yisrabomos. How does Eliyahu sacrifice the time of Yisrabomos? And the Yushalmi really doesn't answer it. Omar Lay, well, actually, I'm not being completely truthful. According to the Karmen Eidam Pnei Moshe, the Yushalmi does answer it. But I'm going to learn like the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, who brings in the Medrash that the Yushalmi doesn't really answer it, and that the next statement is not an answer, but rather a separate statement. Omar Rabbi Simloi says that instead of the word Dibura, the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, again, according to the Medrash, says, should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lei, Hashem responded to Elio. In other words, Elio did something which was, a rush, or something which is a temporary measure. The sacrifice, even though it was forbidden to sacrifice outside the base of Mikdash, then Hashem reciprocated, responded to him, and says, Bidvarcha, like your words, Asisi, Uvidibarecha, Asisi. And with your statement, I did what I did. Not sure how that's not redundant, but the idea is that obviously he responded to Elio. Aneni Hashem Aneni, what did Elio say? And Hashem said, Aneni Hashem Aneni, answer me. Aneni B'schusi, answer me in my merit. Aneni B'schus Tamidai, answer me in merit of my students. And Hashem responded in kind and responded to what he said. Lashish is Omer on the 6th, he says, Mishonas Yoina Bimea Doga. He answered Yoina in the innards of the fish. We Yanaschem should answer you today. Yishmav Kol Tzakaschem and listen to your cries. So Yoma said today, Baruch Ato Hashem Onei Beitzoga. Alashvis on the, who answers to the time of travail. Alashvis Omer the 7th, he says, Mishonas Dovi Yishlomo Benob Yushlaim. You answered Dovi Yishlomo Son Yushlaim. We are Eschem, we should respond to you. Vishmaba Kot Sakaschem Ayomazeh, and listen to your voice today. Baruch Ato Hashem Amarachim Aloretz, and that's the final additional bracha. Blessed is God who has Rachmanis on the land. Ksiv, it says, Vayomer Kolasi Mitzora El Hashem Ayaneni. This is the pasuk in Yoina, where Yonah crawls out to Hashem. Then this is the precedent specifically to mention Yonah Shmon Esrei, because he was also answered. Now, Lo Tzurcha da, that's not a question. Rather, where Yonah, why Yonah is mentioned, Ella, the low here, of course, is like all over Yerushalmi, da Ella. Rather, this is a question. Ella, David Yishlomo chakakli over Yonah, chronologically, David Yishlomo should come before Elion Yonah, yet we leave Elion Shlomo for the last brocha, David Yishlomo for the last brocha. It's not chronologically correct. So the Gemara answers by the Pikabola, it's not a kasha. Because Nevi'im always come in Kabbalah before Malachim. They're higher up in the scale, right? So Nevi'im are Yoina and Elio, and Malachim are David and Shlomo. But
how is it in the Stichus when we say Aneinu Hashem?
It's David Shlomo last, yeah. Aneinu Kshanisa. This is actually the Slichus of Tachlue Yiladim. Well, they don't say that in Bnei Ruvin. But the Slichus Tachlue Yiladim, Slichus for children's maladies. Follows the format of these brachos, the additional brachos. Aneinu kshanisa l'shmo ha-mitzvah, aneinu kshanisa l'yoh, but the Bahar HaKarmel, all these things are mentioned there. So in any event, so it says, the reason is, el b'shil lachtom b'merachim al oretz. Because you want to end the last bracha, the last additional bracha, with the supplication for Rachmanus on the land, either Eretz Yisrael, of course, or it could even be Bavel in this case, because it's only about the idea of land, not as the Eretz HaKodesh, but the land which needs rain, right? So whatever land needs rain, we're mentioning. But who we mention in the context of land, of course, the conquerors of the land and the kings of the land, David and Shlomo. Okay?
Did you say the whole paragraph in regular Slichos, but in Ruby doesn't say?
Yeah.
No.
Mishana.
And
Aneinu, that whole, those two things?
No. There's additional slicha.
There's another slicha. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I saw an article for children.
Separate slichas for children who are ill?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just
an article. I always say it,
but then
the article.
There's eight yeshivas, but I don't think Baal Batim is.
They also
slichas. Slichus the Tachluei Yiladim Rachman Litzlan. So each one, Aneg Shanisa Avraham Avinu B'Har Moriah, Aneg Shanisa Avraham Yamsum, Aneg Shanisa Lishu B'Gilgal, Aneg Shanisa Lishmo B'Mitzvah, Aneg Shanisa Liyoh B'Har Kama, Aneg Shanisa Liyona B'Mei Adoga. Aneg Shanisa Dovi Shlomo B'Nu B'Yushalayim is afterwards. What? Then has Mordechai.
Isn't that the format also for the Slichus?
Which is it there also?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I just remember.
Right before Tachlud.
Right.
The two paragraphs before
Tachlud.
Oh, you're right.
It's here too. No wonder it was so familiar. I haven't seen it. No, but this one has many more added on. And here, Dov and Shlomo are not last.
But he cut to the
Taka goes in order here. No. Oh. Here it's Shmuel. Dov and Shlomo, then Elio, then Elisha, then Yonah. It is a chronological order, not like the Yerushalmi here. Not like the Mishnah, it's actually not the Yerushalmi, it's Mishnah. But this one, the Tachlui Yiladim, has it in an order. It has Dov and Shlomo actually not last, because it adds Mordechai and Esther, but it has them after Elio and after Yonah. Okay? Says the Yerushalmi further, Al Shvi'etz, Mishum Sumul Tzomer, amazing, the Chassima, he says, no, we don't say Amrachim or to say Baruch Mashbil Aramim. Blessed is God who cuts down the haughty ones. So Nicho Shlomo, I understand Shlomo, now there are two understandings of this Nicho. One is I understand Shlomo, that Shlomo's responded to in davening, and therefore we should mention him. The other is, I understand Shlomo had to be cut down to size. Right? So one interpretation of that is that Shlomo answered a tzavin to Hashem, and Hashem responded by bringing Shechin into the Beis HaMikdash. The other is that Shlomo took pride. He said, Ichob geboit the Beis HaMikdash. You know, I built it, so I'm a good guy, right? So, but David Lomo, which either means, where was David answering his tefillah, or why did David need taking down a notch? So, Aidei Shebikesh Lama Minyanim Shal Yisrael. Since he wanted to make a census of Am Yisrael, right? So erased already. Wanted to make a census of Am Yisrael. So two interpretations. Again, he wanted to make a census, and then he had to dive to stop the plague, and the plague stopped. Or he made a census, and that's why he needed to be nishbal, to be taken down a notch. Amri Avraham said, "B'kori aneni elokei tzidki." But when I call, answer me, the God of my justice, but Tsar in my travail, Yechatli, expand it for me. Amar Dov Ne'akosh Baruch Hu, David said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olamim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know why it's like this, but Kol Tzar Shayisi Nichnas Lo, any difficulty entered, Hatoyi Samarchiva Li, you expanded it to me. Nichnas Yitzoros Shel Bat Sheva, I came into the Tzorah Bat Sheva, and Asatli Shlomo, and I got Shlomo out of the deal. Nichnas Yitzoros and Shel Yisrael got into the Tzorah about Am Yisrael, the census, and Asatli is based on Mikdash. As a result of that episode, they ultimately came to find the site for the base of Mikdash. So David says, obviously, with proper prayer, any bad situation can be turned around and made into a positive situation.
How did the census have to do with the
census? Well,
you didn't get to it yet.
When they stopped, the Makefa was stopped in a field which later became the place of the base of Mikdash.
I thought it's related to Kedus Yitzchak. That's the site of the Mishnah.
Yeah, obviously they forgot it. Either they forgot it, or was not was out of mind. Two brothers? What two brothers?
Medrash Rabba.
What? Oh, I don't think that they're Medrash. I don't think they exist.
From is the story of the two brothers
who met. Yeah. I don't think
that's
a marriage.
That's a
children's story. I don't believe it's true.
No,
it doesn't exist.
What's the story?
It sounds great.
It doesn't exist.
What is the story?
Yeah.
I'm a number, it's a woman.
The story is that there are two brothers, who one of which wanted to support the other.
One was childless, one was, each one didn't want to let the other one know. It's a highest form of tzedakah, it's anonymous gifts. So they bring over, he'd bring over some food, or leave something, and in the middle of the night, it's supposed to be, and then the other brother would bring back the food in the middle of the night, something like that.
They tell the story. I don't believe the Medrash Shu, and they also, there's a variation. I don't believe there's a Medrash like that, and there's a variation on that story about two brothers who, I don't remember where I heard this, two brothers who did the exact opposite. One guy would steal from one brother in the middle of the night, and the other would steal back from the other night. And the other story is, that that was the site on which later on they built the Knesset. That sounds much more accurate in my opinion. That was the way I heard it. The version I heard. Yeah. So Maisa Days Rabbi Chalafta of Yimei Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion, Days Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion, Shavar Echol Livnei Ateva, did an amazing thing on the Tainus. Speaking of the base Hamikdash, a fellow went to be a chazim, a gomer's called a bracha, and he finished the entire bracha, and it should be the way it says in Bavli, V'lo nu'achrav amen, he didn't answer amen. They said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuson Lamvod, like they did in the Beis Hamikdash. They talku akwanim talku, and then the kwanim blew shofar. Then they did Mishonis Avraham Avinu Bar Mario Yanaschem Mishma B'Kol Tzarkasem Hayom Hazeh Hariu Bnei Aaron Hariu. Then they did a truos Mishonis Avazechem Yamsuv Yanaschem Mishma B'Kol Tzarkasem Hayom Hazeh, etc. Right? They did Kios and truos at the end of every bracha, and they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuson Lamvod instead of Amen. Mamish mimicking the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash on the Tainus. When the matter came to Chachamim, they said, "Lo, there was no minhag like this other than Eitz Ela B'Shar Mizrach, other than in the East Gate of Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kohen Gadol used to say the Shem Hashem Mefurash." Tani, we learned Lo Yoni Ami by Mikdash, wouldn't answer Amen in the Beis Hamikdash. Umayu Amri, would they say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuson Lamvod? Don't say Amen in the Mikdash. Tam Lomit says, Kumu Baruchus Hashem Elokeichem, rise and bless God, your Lord. Mina Olam V'ad Olam. You know, from this world to the next world, and that's the Olam void. Minayin Kol Bracha. Bracha, I knew they did at the end of every Bracha. Tom Lonergan's post says, Umromam, uplift him. That's a continuation there in Nehemiah. Umromam Kol Bracha Tila, God is uplifted on every Bracha and every praise. Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos, the first three fasts. Now, remember we said, for the rain, there's three, then seven. Okay, it's 13 altogether. The first three are the most lenient ones. They're only fast during the day. Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos, the first three fasts. Anshei Mishmar Misayin, the people whose turn it is to serve in the Beis Hamikdash that week, they fast as long as it's not their day. V'lo Mashlimim, they don't complete the fast. In other words, they fast half day. V'anshei Beis Hamikdash, the people whose day it is to serve in Beis Hamikdash that day, lo yimisayin, they wouldn't fast at all because of their it was like a yontif for them to do that avodah. Shalosh Taniyos, the second three, anshei mishmar misayin mi mashlim, the people of the mishmar who were not supposed to work that day of the week, they fast and complete the fast. V'anshei Beis Hamikdash, the people of the Beisov, Misani Velomach Lemon, they would fast, but only half a day. Shabbat Chonis, the last seven fasts, Elevate Misani Mishlemon, they would all fast and complete the fast. This is all Divrei Rabbi Yehoshua. Chomrei Chacham say, Sholosh Taniyos HaRishonos, the first three fasts, Elevate Lo Yimisani. The both groups would not fast. Sholosh Taniyos, the second group, the second three fasts. Achi Mishmar Misani, the people in the Mishmar fast, Lo Mashlemon, they don't complete the fast. Ma'achi Beisov, Lo Yimisani, they wouldn't fast at all. The Shabbat Chonis, the last seven, Anshei Mishmar Misayin, the people of the Mishmar would fast, Umashlim, and complete the fast. And even then, Anshei Beisov, the people whose day it was to be Oyved, Misayin, they would fast, for Lo Mashlim, but not complete the fast, only do half a day. Anshei Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, even though it's their week in the basement, which is not their specific day, Mutush Tosiyayin Belelos, they're allowed to drink wine at night. Avloim remember that in the days because they're backups, maybe they'll have to go and serve. Anshei Beisov, the people whose day it actually is, lo b'yom v'lo b'layla, they're not allowed to drink neither during the day nor at night. Anshei Mishmar, all the people of the Mishmar, Anshei Maimon and the Yisraelim will come taking turns of that week on the Korbanos in order to stand in Yerushalayim over the Korbanos. Asurim, they're all forbidden milasapir and l'chabes to take haircuts and to bathe, not to bathe, to do laundry during the week, which is their turn. Only Chamishim Mutarim, only on Thursday, they're permitted Minei Kovet Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. Okay? Now, the next few, the rest of Yerushalmi Day is a mess with the Gir Sos. So here, let me read it to you the way it's supposed to be read, according to Gilead and Ephraim. Ma Anshei Mishmar Mutarim. Why are the people of the Mishmar allowed lishtos yayin to drink wine ben alelus during the night, avalobiyam but not during the day? Shem tichbar avoido, that if there's too much work, alanche base off of the people of the base off, in other words, the people whose day it is, so then they take from the back off. You'd start for anche mishmar imayam. The other people of the other days join with them. Anche Beisov, lo b'yom b'lo b'ayla, whereas Beel Beisov, not during the day, not at night, because it's their day for the avodah, so they have to be constantly, completely prepared, and they therefore not allowed to drink at all. What? Because they might get distracted and continue drinking and be unfit the next day. No wild partying the night before they go to the Beisov Mikdash to serve. Okay? Anche Mishmar of Anshei Maimon.
Would it be because
if
they still
had it,
they burned the
Emor
at night?
No, it was the night before, I think. Man, are you sure it's the night
afterwards? Because the whole thing of drinking wine, yeah, is only really a Revius, that's what it's awesome for them.
Right. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is the night afterwards, even though it sounds like the night before. Maybe it's the night afterwards, and they're not going to need too many quantity, but since they might need the base off, so therefore they can't drink. It could be. That might be true. Attribution of Achimai and Asum and Sapil Chapis, they're not allowed to get a haircut and do laundry. Chamish Mutorim Nekor Shabbos except Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. So Shar Kol Yomim Asum, all the other days they're prohibited. Why? Rabbi Yossi Ravo, Shem Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yovin, and Rabbi Yerasim Sheikh Chizke said, Gozer Lanchley Konsul Shabbos and Minuvalim. Saying like we have by Yontif. Because if a person is allowed to put off his haircuts and his laundry till Yontif, he'll put it off and he'll come to Yontif disheveled, right? So therefore, we make him do it before Yontif, and here too, we make him do it before they enter. We make them do it before they enter their turn in the Beis Hamikdash for that week. Let them do it the week before. Okay. Tav din learned over there, similar thing. Elu Megal, as I just told you, Elu Megal Chimoyd. Who are the people allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed? Only Habom din Yisrael. Somebody who comes from Chutz Lartz and Beis Hashiva and from captivity. Beis Yotzei Yisrael. Somebody who comes out of prison. Vamenudan. Somebody who's in the chaim. Sheitir lo chachoyim. Chachoyim permit him on Yontif. Hashar Kol Meyad. Everybody else is prohibited. They must shave and do laundry before Yontif begins. I'm Rabbi Simon. Same idea. Rabbi Simon said, "Gozru aleim shli konser regul volim. They shouldn't enter Yontif filthy." Tani, we learned. Anybody knows what Mishmar is part of. Anche Beisav Shlo knows what Beisav is part of. And it should be Vahu, according to most of the Achronim here. Vumi Bati Ovas Kuim, and he's from one of the Bati Ovas, which got one of the 7 days of the week when their Mishmar was called Yushalayim. Now, it seems like there were more Bati Ovas than seven, and some of them really did not get it, or they didn't have the privilege of serving the Beis HaMikdash. Right?
Each
mishmar
is divided into seven.
Okay. Okay. Also close, he knows what they would have theoretically served in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash should be built, so that they cannot drink wine. The chomish who makir anche mishmar shelo, somebody who knows what mishmar is from, ve'eno makir anche beisav, but doesn't know which beisav he's from, ve'eno, and he's not it should be ve'eno mi bati ovas akvuim, he's not one of the bati ovas who definitely would serve when the week of that mishmar came. Also close to Shabbos, he's more up the creek since he doesn't know which day would be his, so he's also to drink. Bezmana say even though there's no beis hamikdash that entire week. Because they either Zeich LaMikdash or because made the Beis HaMikdash will be speedily rebuilt. V'chol Mish Eno Makir Lo Anche Mishmar Shalei, but doesn't know what Mishmar is part of. V'lo Anche Beis Hav Shalo, he doesn't know what Beis Hav is part of. V'eno Or, V'eno Batek Vos Ovos Akuvim, he's not from the those who should definitely work. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Oh my Nishu Asa Olam, I would want to say he's also to always drink wine. Elo Shetikam To Kalkuloso. He was rectified by his ruination, meaning that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so I can't cause him to refrain from drinking wine. And therefore, also, Shumutzer Behesped, he's allowed to involve himself in Hesped. It's an interesting thing. I never recall seeing this elsewhere. And in fact, some of that claim just changed the gears here. The Shari Torah says, Yisrael to Shuhu Mutter Beyayin. And Bismana said, since we don't have wine, so therefore he's allowed to drink, he's allowed to drink wine. But here it sounds like this is an additional factor of Hesped. And Hesped is not for a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to be involved in Hesped when it is starting to go to the Beis HaMikdash. I guess because it makes him sad. And he goes to Hashem B'Simcha. So therefore, and the Bismana is saying, go to Hesped. Kemad Tamar, the top of the Yud Beis Mal, Kemad Tamar, like you say, Tikan Tokal Kolo, so that he was fixed by his ruination. Shu, it should be Shu Mutter Behesped, that's why Bismar said he didn't go to Hesped him. The Kavaso, so to the opposite is true. The Kilklo, so Taknaso, Kilklo, so Taknaso, that he'll be ruined by his Takana. But when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, She also Melacha, he's not allowed to do work during the week, which is his week. He has to do all his work from beforehand, like haircuts and laundering. Okay?
Why can't
he
go to Hesped? Because
when
Moshiach comes, the person
that
just
died will
miss
many of them. Bismarck said he can't go to Hesped, but not when the Beis HaMikdash. Because then he would be upset. Now we don't care if he's upset.
So how come he tried saying that he can't go to Hesped?
No, when you know what they would have been over the Avodah. When Mashiach comes and rebuilds the Beit HaMikdash, not everybody will be resurrected right away also. So if Mashiach comes, he'll still be depressed to be tested because this might be the guy who Dafka doesn't get up. Everybody else is rising from the dead. This guy's just lying there in his coffin. All right. Kol Kosev Megillah. Now it gets a little bit complicated. You know, there used to be something called Megillah's Tinus. I actually have one at home.
Do you really?
Yeah. It cost me like a 80 cents when I bought it. It's like a very thin pamphlet. So, Megillah's Tinus is a list of minor holidays, which we no longer keep. The Yerushalmi will say about this. Unfortunately, nowadays we do. Yeah. So, Kol Kosev Megillah.
Bring it to Minyan.
Yeah. Kol Kosev Megillah. The low limits, but it says anything that says in Megillah not to make a hesped on the day. The fun of all, sir, before that day is forbidden. Lachar Mutzah, the next day after that day is permissible. Rabbi Yossi, Melifon of Ulachavosa, but both before and after are prohibited. The Lola Isanah, the fun of it, says that this is a day not to fast. The fun of Lachar Mutzah, then you'll have to fast the day before and the day after. Rabbi Yossi, Melifon of us, Lachar Mutzah, you now have to fast the day before, but you are allowed to stay to fast the day after. Now, Masisim and Meir, our mission is going like Rabbi Meir in general. Rabbi Meir says, so there may all my Lola misped also lisanos. If it's a day which you can't make hesped, you certainly can't fast on it. But the Lola lisanos, the day which you can't fast, so according to the mayor, mutter hesped, you may still be allowed to make a hesped. So what's actually a more severe penalty?
Fasting.
What? I shouldn't say more severe penalty. What's a more severe holiday? Sorry.
Oh.
A day in which you cannot
fast.
No.
Mm.
No. Make a hesped, right? The days in which you're allowed to fast, not allowed to fast, we are allowed to make a hesped.
Days you're allowed to fast, you're not allowed to
fast. No. Days you're not allowed to fast, but you are allowed to make a hesped. But day not allowed to make a hesped, you're certainly not allowed to fast. Right? That's what he's saying here.
Mm.
Is that clear? So, in the level of holidays, the holidays where you can't fast, that's a lower level. And the higher days of the level of holidays, not only days which you can't fast, but you also can't make a hesped. Don't see that?
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. I just have a category in my mind. Think of it as tachlis, saying days that you don't say tachlis.
Right. Actually, there is a parallel to this in Ashkenaz, but not in Sephard. In Ashkenaz, the days in which you don't say lam natzeach.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, days you don't say Lam Tachlin, but you do say Lam Natzeach. But the days you don't even say Lam Natzeach. Okay, so those are the levels. And this is fire. Whenever you don't say Tachlin, you don't say the Lam Natzeach. But we have those two levels, days you do say and those you don't say. Okay? So, D-Lo, where it says in those times, D-Lo, Stam Kedi, just generically, without any specific affiliation of what you shouldn't do, it means lo yisanai, you shouldn't fast, but you can't say hesped. Rabbi Yena said, and here the words should be thrown in the Shari Torah, so it still says it, throws in tani, we learn. Elin yomaya, these are the days, lo misma behon, which you shouldn't make a hesped. Miktsas and lo yisanai bones. Some of them you also should have to, you also cannot fast on. So that's the exact opposite. He says that that those you cannot fast are more severe holidays. But it's all these days you can't be maspid on. And now some of them you can't even make a fast on. So we have the exact opposite of what we said before. This price. So Rav Shin Gamliel said, Matam lomer behon behon shtei pam. It says in Megillah's Tinus behon twice. With Rashi Megillah's Tinus, it's like a pasuk. It says behon twice. It says the lola misbeh behon mitzas and lola sanaya behon. Could you say lola misbeh behon mitzas and lola sanaya? Why I say behon twice? Something which Dr. Zabdel remarked a long time ago. Yushami darshins mishnah is like psukim, right? So it says my malamid shalayla mutar vayom oser. It teaches us that the night is permitted and the day is forbidden. In other words, it's like a mute, right? It's like a mute. The mute is that at night, what? At night, you're allowed to make a hesped or a tainus. So he says, he's eyeing our mission in two things. First of all, he says that a day which you cannot fast is more severe than a day you can't make a hesped on. And secondly, he says that you're allowed to do all these things the night before. You're allowed to make a hesped the night before. It's just not during the day itself. Okay, God, now, I'm going to tell you this the way I learned it, which is really not necessarily the way the Farshim learned it. So he says here, how do we know that the night before is not part of the fast, and you therefore, or not part of the holiday, and therefore you can fast on it, or you can say Esped. It says, therefore a person the heavy aloy yeser betzelu, person who wants to fast should azur upon himself in davening. Because if you want to be makabel tainus by yourself, you have to be makabel in davening the tainus. Do you know when you're makabel tainus? When you want to fast a private fast?
Mincha.
So the proof is why mincha, not a marv.
The day started already.
What?
The new
24-hour
period started already at
Mar. So it must be that not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay? So right against Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's right against Rav Shimon Gamliel.
In other words, at Mincha, you're giving notice that you're going to start fasting at nightfall.
Yeah.
You don't give notice during Marv already, because the day started.
Okay, that's true. Now, so the point is, it's Aryan Shigamil. Shigamil said that whatever today is, the night before is separate. So being right, that's not the case, because if that night before is that's not completely true, because night before it's completely separate, then should be able to be makabel tainus for the night or the next day, right? So it must be that the day and the night are somewhat related.
Are there any people who would fast just at night, not in the day?
No, there's no such thing. No.
So why the Gemara seems to be implying that that would be done?
No, only the other way around. Because there's a Gemara, it says somewhere, Kol Tainus Shlo Shoko Lo Tchama Inu Tainus. So Tainus got to last during the day till nightfall. And it says, this is going, Amar Yisra Bun Shul Tzorch Las Kim Erev. This teaches us that you have to mention Tainus at night. Right? In fact, the Ushama Shita we had yesterday was that you say Anenu also at night, not just during the day. Right? Vasya Kaidam Rav Zir B'Shem Rav Chuna, like Rav Zir said, name Rav Chuna, Omer B'Leila Shabbos Yomot, say, Kileila Shabbos Yomot should be, that you say, Anenu both during the day and at night. So all this is not like Shem Gamliel, who says, the night and day are separate, we see the night and day are connected. Now, Mas Nisan, this is going back to the Mishnah, not over here, but the Mishnah in Masechta Megillah. And it says that, there in the Mishnah Megillah, it says if the people in the outlying communities can't make it to the metropolis for Purim, so they're allowed to come in and read early on any marketplace that week, from the 11th day of Adar until the 16th day. So it says there that during those days, from the 11th Adar until the 14th day of Adar, so it says there that. Says they're not allowed to make it. Says in Megillah Tainus, not allowed to make a hesped or a tainus. Okay, it says not allowed to make a hesped or a tainus. So it says more. What? Well, that's why Bismarck is there. You're right. Megillah Tainus, they couldn't do that because it's the day before Purim. Wouldn't be allowed to fast then. Right? So all these other cases. So it says more. Masisin Obilav. So the Gemara had to ask, what's the Kiddush that Mishnah over there? Right on Yud Gimel, you can't say Hesper Tainus because it's the day before Yud Dalet. And Yud Gimel, the word doesn't say this, is also Yom Nikanor. As we shall see, it's a special day. So if you can also say Mispidentinus. So if that's the case, it's not just your Gimel, but also your Beis, the day before. So that's what Yushami is about to ask. What's the mission telling us over there that you cannot fast from the 11th day on? So it's more, it's only a Chiddush Masdis and Ober Yudav Krabi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Chiddush because Yudav is 2 days before your Yud Gimel. And therefore, I might think that you can fast and make a Hesbiden. So therefore, that tells us because of Kriyas Megillah, which is the place you don't have to fast and make a Hesbiden. A Krabi Yossi, or now it's a fast and make a Hesbiden. Now, that's Chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that normally, let's say a day like Purim Yom Nikanor takes the day before it. But it shouldn't take you to Aleph, which is 2 days before. Nevertheless, it does take it because it's a day which you can read the Megillah. Oh, but you're basically, according to Rabbi Meir, the day before Yom Nikanor, you could make a Hesbiden. So for the Chiddush, according to him, that you're base, you can't make a Hesbiden. Okay? Says the Gemara, the Kasha Al, it should be according to the carbonator, Kasha Al the Rabbi Yossi. It's even on Rabbi Yossi. Loki and Taita, we learn, betraying us our bay on the 12th day, it's also Yom Tov. It's called Yom Turiyon. There's a certain gzera made by a king or a general called Turiyon on Yud Beis, and Yud Beis either Adar was canceled. So therefore, I know Yud Aleph too. What's the mission telling us, Yud Aleph? You're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to make Hesbeder Tais, because it's a day in which Megillah could be read. Anyway, it's the day before Yom Trinus. And Yom Trinus is also to make a Hesbeder, so certainly the day before is also as well, right? So it says tomorrow, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Yaakov answered, Batal Yom Trion. The holiday Yom Trion was canceled. Why? Because Yom Shner Linus Upapus, same which two very righteous brothers who gave their lives to save a city, in which there was a rumor that some Jew had killed the daughter of the king, so they came forward and volunteered to be killed themselves, so they were killed on Yom Turion, on Yud Beis Ador. So that canceled that party. So therefore, you need to tell me, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Yud Aleph is also a Behesbeit because Yud Aleph doesn't precede a party day because Yud Beis is no longer a party day. Okay? Yom Klatzer Sebei, now, as we mentioned before, the 13th day of Adar is Yom Nikanor. Mao Yom Nikanor, what's the holiday of Nikanor? Shilta Mishel Malchus Yavon, he was a ruler from the Greek kingdom, Ovel Alexandria, who passed through Alexandria. Raz Yushalayim, so he saw Yushalayim, Mechirev Gidev, he blasphemed and he mocked, Beniates, and he cursed. Varma, he said, Beshuvi B'Sholom, when I come back in peace from Egypt, Hetotis Amilos, I'm going to break this tower, I guess the Beis HaMikdash, V'yotza Elov, and in order to defeat him, there came out to him, Echad Mishal Beis Chashmonai, one of the Hasmoneans, Voyahori Michalosov, and he smote this guy with his armies, Achigi, until they reached, it should be Lekronishlo, until they reached his wagons or his carriages. Kamechigir Shukonishlo, once they reached his wagon or carriage, Kotal es Yodo, so his attacker cut off his hand, Vechotach es Rosho, and severed his head. The Tochum Be'etz, and he stuck them onto a tree or a flagpole. Because of he wrote Milamato on the bottom, Hapesha Diber Bo'oshma, the mouth which spoke in iniquity is here. Hayacha Poshta Begaiva, and the hand which stretched out its hand in haughtiness, is here as well. Utluim Bekuntas Kenegin Yushalayim, and they hung them with a long tree outside Yushalayim. Okay? Says more further. Al-Daite, the Satsi Yom Nikanor. Al-Daite, now here your souls are all messed up according to Carbonator, and I'm going to learn like him. Al-Daite Rabbi Yossi. I'm sorry, Daite. Yeah, Daite Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's how Carbonator changes it. Al-Daite Rabbi Yossi, Nicho. I understand. Barle Asor Lefonov. In other words, you have to tell us what your gimel is. The Megillah side tells you gimel is yontif in order to pat the yud base from Hesbeden and Tinus, right? Aldaiti the Rabbi Meir, however, according to Rabbi Meir, ma bolasor. What does it come to Aser? Lasor lefon of Lesley. Rabbi Meir holds the day before Megillah's Tinus day is not Aser in Hesbeden and Tinus, right? Well, it's not also nes many times the day before, only the day after, right? That's in Seder HaMishnah, right? Oh, not even the day after, just the day. Sorry, just the day itself, right? Just the day itself. That's saying last night in Mishnah. What? Lufana v'achra mutter. Second last line of Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi will be in front of the lacher of us.
Right. So now, alright, we're saying the same thing. Let's go back to more. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, to the line of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yossi, Nicho. Yatabi al Nicho nar bol eso lufara, because Rabbi Yossi holds the day before is also. So now that there's no Yom Trinus anymore, although the Gemara is going to say, especially on base, maybe I should leave for the Gemara to say, now it's no Yom Trinus, so I have to tell me your Gimel is still a Yontif, in order that nobody should say, you know, I keep falling into this that nobody should say Tachnun on your base. It's really not Tachnun, but you get the idea, right? So you have to tell me that your Gimel is Yontif, or it shouldn't say Tachnun on your base, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Yossi knocks out a day before. But al daite the Rabbi Meir, again it's switching, ma boles, or what good does it tell me that your gimel is yom nikanor? Your bay is according to Rabbi Meir, you still have to say tachnun, because he says the day doesn't knock out, right? And your gimel, you don't need yom nikanor to aser, because your gimel. Your gimel is the day in which you can fast, but you can't say hesped. Yom Nikonor, you can fast, but you can't say hesped, right? Because it's only a non-tinus day. A non-tinus day doesn't potter the day before. But your dalet is a non-tinus and non-hesped day. So your dalet does potter the day before. So now, again, kasha is now. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to tell me that your gimel is Nikonor day, because Rabbi Yossi holds that a non-tinus day potters the day before. So your gimel, which is a non-tinus day, although it is a day which you're allowed to make hesped, potters your base, and you have to tell me that. But according to Meir, a non-tinus day does not pot the day before, only a non-tinus non-hesped day. So Purim is a non-tinus non-hesped day, so therefore it potters your gimel. But your gimel itself, what's the chiddush? It's potter because it's the day before Purim, right? You want it to potter your base? It can't. Because Yom Nikonor itself is only a non-tinus day, not a non-tinus, non-hesped day. So that's more a very interesting answer, very simple answer. Bolo diach ha-shu'oser be-hesped. No, that's good for the point. By telling us it's Yom Nikonor, we tell us it's not just a day before Purim Yaltif. It's a Yaltif in and of itself. In other words, were it just the day before Purim, itak would only be oser to fast on. But you would be allowed to make a hesped on it. By telling us it's Yom Nikonor, you're telling us now you're not allowed to fast, you also have to not make a hesped either. Okay, that's exactly the point. Now that's about a field Rabbi Yossi, again, changing gears. Some field Rabbi Yossi, lazy Makshaya. I said, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's also Kasha. So it says, Gemara, Elokein Tani, B'Shein Asar, Yubo, Yom Tirion, that you want to tell me that it had to say the 13th in order to part of the 12th, we know the 12th is part of the Yom Tirion. No, so the Gemara answers, like I told you before, maybe Aga Baracha, Bartel Yom Tirion, Yom Shinari, Lulais, and Papas. It's no longer Yom Tirion, right? But you want it still part of your base, so how do we part of your base? On the back end, because it's the day before your Gimel. So that's why it tells us to say before the Gimel. Now, going further with this idea, Ba'abos al-Chamishas al-Puraya. On the 14th day and 15th day of Puraya, and of course, they're double days. No fasting nor no hesped. Dilol amisbed. B'shisas arbei. Now, on the 16th day of Puraya, there's also Yontif. It's amazing, all these Yontif we don't keep, right? Sharaya Lamine Shur the Yerushalayim. They started building the wall of Yerushalayim. The little misbit, so you can't make a hesped then. Okay? Al Daitu Rei Meir Nicho. So in the Sankore Meir makes a good. Ba Losar, he comes to Aser, but here's another typo, Atzmo. Comes to tell us that Rei Meir holds normally the day after there's no residual effect, right? So this is because Purim is not an Aser and Tainus Hesped, it wouldn't help the 16th, right? So what makes the 16th osur to fast on? The fact that it's the day of the beginning of the building of the wall. But Daita Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, anyway, you wouldn't make a tainus on the 16th because it's the day after Purim. So Ma Bukaniyot, the day after all, is also Patrab. Ma Bar Losar, what does it come to the Aser? Losar Lefonov Lay Slay. Right? Can't Aser the day before, and tainus the day before is also because it's Purim, right? Atzma Aser, and in itself is Aser, because it's the day after Purim. So what are you getting by telling me today they started building the base of Mikdash? So again, Bolodiacha comes to tell Shu'os to pass me now to make an aspect either. Right? Because it was only the day after Purim, but Aser making a tithes, but an Aser making an aspect. That's what you have to tell us, that has its own independent mila that you can't even make an aspect on it. Okay, skip three lines, because this was redundant. Says Lamar B'Shivas, do you see that beginning of line B'Shivas? So it should be B'Yud Zayin, the 70th day of Adar. Nochayontif. 70th day of Adar is, they're mamish chasidim back then. They never said tachnun. The Zion Bay, Komun Amamaya played the surprise. The nations arose against the remnant, I guess it's after the Chorim Bais Rishon. Demdinas Bulkim, in the country of Bulkim, or Bezavdin, the other country of Bezavdin. Five parking, they were redeemed. Okay, so again, no tainus in Espe. Al Dat Rav Meir Nicha, Kornei Meir, I understand. Bolosar comes to forbid you to make a tainus in Espe on the Yudzayin, right? Even though it's a day after the wall day, but that doesn't help, Kornei Meir. So you have that to tell us that it's it's Bulkim day, right? But Al Dat Rav Yosef, Kornei Rav Yosef again, Ma Bolosar from Bolosar. What is it coming to Aser in Tainus? The fun of Lay Slay. The day before you don't need it for, right? Because day before is Wall Day. Atma Aser in itself is Aser because it's the day after Wall Day, right? So what's going to Aser? So again, I'm Rabbi Yossi. We could have given the same answer, right? Could have given the same answer. It comes to Aser, Bulkim Day in Hesbay too, right? That if it was only the day after Wall Day, it'd be also the fast, but you'll have to make a Hesbay, right? But now I've told you Asr and Hesbay. We could have answered that. But says Gemara, no. I have a much better answer. Amrei B'Yisrael called Ilim Milaya, all these Yomim Toivim, Lo Messiah V'Lo Tavron Lo Dermeh V'Lo Rabbi Yossi. There's not a Raya for or against Dermeh Rabbi Yossi. You know what? Because you're assuming that every one of them has to be mentioned for a chiddush. So to tell us that, even though anyway, Pashas, I know he can't make a fast then, but I can't make a hesped, right? And then based on what you want to say, depending if it's a before or after, it's a right for or against Mayor Rabbi Yossi. You're missing the point of McGill's kindness. The point of McGill's kindness is, Limnos Loboel, Limnos Yomim Shenasu Bem Nisim Yisrael. The Mekorim Megillah decides to tell us, Favos is Dar Yontif. Not that you shouldn't make an Esper of Tainus, but why is it a special day? And that's what's going to tell us, the rationale behind the special days, right? So Tainus Shukeshon is this truth. The Tninon, I'll prove it to you. It says, Bereish Yarcha, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan says, Gaval the Giyontif. The Yatkin Tmita, the second Beis Hamikdash, they started. There was a time when the Beitus, the Kormei Mizan, the Tzedokim said that the Beitus and Tzedokim, same thing. They said that an individual could volunteer a Korban Tomei, and we hold that an individual is not allowed to volunteer a Korban Tomei. It has to come from Truma Salishka, right? So it's a big machleika. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we proved them wrong. We bested them. So therefore, the Lola Mispid, you shouldn't make a Hesped. That's what he says, right? Right? Isn't that because of Rosh Chodesh? Rather, it's going to tell us that it's a Yontif in and of itself. Whereas you can't make the diuk in it that, it says Lola Mispid, so otherwise it couldn't have made a Hesped, and it's a riot for a mayor, against a mayor, for a mayor, against a mayor. No! It's going to tell us independent reasons why we're happy regardless of the long ramifications, yes or no. Okay? Says more, I will be interested in Abba Shabbos Yom Toivim beside the name Rachrim. Shabbos and Yotiv, you can make a fast before and after. Maris, Lachabelu, Bachmelu. How come today's Megillah's time is the minor fast the minor holidays. You can't make a fast before or after. And by Shabbos and Yontif, you can make a fast on a Friday or a Sunday. I'll tell you. She'el divrei Torah ve'ein divrei Torah tzirich mechizik. Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have to be mechazik. There are days, right? There are Raisa days, right? However, ve'el divrei soifrim. These are divrei soifrim, right? These are the rabbonans. The divrei soifrim tzirich mechizik, and to divrei soifrim, the rabbonans require a chizik. Therefore, you have to dafka be mechazik them and forbid the day before and the day after in order to show what yom tovim there are. Megillas Tainis was canceled. Once Megillas Tainis canceled, all these minor yom tovim were canceled, and the prohibition to fast before and after was canceled as well. Which means that now, as you'll see, before Purim you can fast bisman hazeh. When it was the Megillas Tainis was in effect, you weren't allowed to fast the day before Purim. They couldn't make Tainis Esther. They had to make it before that. But now that there's no Megillas Tainis, you're allowed to make it fast the day before. Okay? Rabbi Hananiah, Rabbi Yonason, train army, butler, Megillas Tainis. Why? Because we had so much tzar of the Churban. Well, you're going to make all these minor holidays? Now, the truth is, somehow the Hasidim brought it back in through the back door. I don't know. It's the art side business, whatever. But getting rebbes out of prisons, all sorts of interesting things. But,
Yes.
Know your audience. So, at any event, So Rabbi Vav, Rabbi Simon, Terei and Armin, they both said about the Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Shem Leimar about the Megillas Tainis. On Rabbi Yochum Erechazen, Emma Shaisi Shoyna Maisa Shagazu Tainis B'Chanukah B'Lud. Last year, I'll tell you, Megillas, look at this. I learned there was a Maisa that they made a Tainis on Chanukah in Lud. Vram 11, they said, Rabbi Lezer Shesiper, that on that day they made a tainus. Rabbi Lezer got a haircut. Rabbi Yeshua, he went to the bathhouse. Armalam, Rabbi Yeshua went even further. He said to the guys who fasted on Hanukkah, Subi Sano Mashi Sanesim, you have to make a fast to atone for the fact that you fasted. You have no right to fast on Hanukkah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Vata mar batal Megillas Tainis." So Rabbi Yochanan says, "How can you say there's no more Megillas Tainis? There's got to be Megillas Tainis because we see that it was very bad when they fasted on Hanukkah. It was a gefarlich thing." Rabbi said, "So if you say mar batal Megillas Tainis, Hanukkah Purim mi balo batal. Hanukkah Purim remain. Milain the Rabbanan army batal Megillas Tainis." I'll show you Megillas Tainis is canceled, besides Chanukah Purim, of course. Rabbi Yonason time kol rovus reishat. Rabbi Yonason fasted every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Avun time kol rovus Shabbos. He fasted every Friday, even when it came out on a Megillas Tainis day. Even when it came on Megillas Tainis day, he fasted nonetheless. So we see Megillas Tainis is bottom. Now there's another pshat which the Shari Teres Yisrael says. It says that in somewhere in Megillas Tainis it says you're not supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. But they transgressed that. But that already was said before, that you're allowed to fast Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif even when there was Megillas Tainis, because Shabbos Yontif don't require chizuk. So I think that the other pshat is correct, which Kormei Bnei Moshe can say, that they fast a lot of fast, and they fast even when it came out of Megillas Tainis day.
Nowadays we don't fast on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, we do, Asar B'Tavis. Rabbi Zira Tzom Plas Me'avon Tzomer. Rabbi Zira fasted 300 fasts. Do you remember why he fasted? Who remembers why he fasted? The Bible says he only fasted 40, but do you remember why he fasted? To forget all the Torah he learned in Chutz Laretz. So the Yerushalmi, the Bible says he fasted 40 fasts. The Yerushalmi, it's not enough! 300 fasts. The Yerushalmi and some say, Tzom Me'avon, 900 fasts. Rabbi Yaakov Barachom Mavkilus Ifrai, he was told the Seferim, meaning the teachers, in Asis Itzusa, if a woman comes, the women used to fast a lot. Mishlanuchon, and ask you what days you can fast. Emily can tell him, Bechomisan, you can fast any day. Chutz Shabbos, except for Shabbos and Yontif, for Rosh Chodoshim, for Chol Shamoed, Chanukah, Purim, any other day can fast. Okay? Let's just get to Amidah after and we'll stop. When you set a series of fasts, you can't make the first one on Thursday. Why should have kids assure him not to push up the prices? Because the storekeepers see that people are flooding the market Thursday night, because it's right after the first Tainus, so and it's right before Shabbos too, so the prices will be raised through the roof. You know, they'll say, oh, you know, there's a lot of supply, let's let a lot of demand, let's raise the prices accordingly. So therefore, you have to start first fast on Monday to get the storekeepers used to the idea gradually. Now, what about the second set of fasts? Remember, the first set of fasts end on the Monday. So what about the second set of fasts? Can you start it that Thursday? You have to take a break and start the following Monday. So that's machlokas. Shnios chamishi sheni v'chamishi. Tanakama says you can go straight into the second set, right? Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then Thursday from Monday, Monday. Thursday, Monday, Thursday. So Rabbi Yosef Marnok shem sheni v'shonis v'chamishi. Just like you can't start the first set on Thursday, kach shlo shnios v'achronos, you can never start any set on a Thursday. Okay, Shem Rabba Amar also of the Kumer Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yossi. The case came for Rabbi Yochanan, and he paskin like Rabbi Yossi that he can't start on a Thursday. Rabbi Lezer Mitzdar, Rabbi Lezer said Amar. He said Shavkin Stama Bavnin Ki Chidaya. Stam Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that you can go from Monday Thursday Monday to Thursday Monday Thursday. So how can we pass on Lord Rabbi Yossi? So Ashkech Tani, so he found that Rabbi Chia learned B'shem Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Chia learned that the Reish of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. It's not a Stam Mishnah in the classic sense that it's that was the day of the Rabbanon, but it was the day only of Rabbi Meir. Kachom Etale Yochi B'shem Rabbi Meir, and that Rabbi Yossi argued. So it's a one-on-one. Then he understood what Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, what he did. He said, Omar, Yos Yodha Sava, the old man knows very well, Parki Gomer, to answer up on himself. All right, well, we'll stop it for tonight, but tomorrow we have a very basic thing here about Stam and Machlokas, about the way we'll discuss it tomorrow. Very important. Good tomorrow.